From National Public Radio and Houston Grand Opera, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera.
Cinderella, Cinderella, night and day at Cinderella. Make the fire, fix the breakfast, wash the dishes, do the mopping, and the sweeping, and the dusting.
Many of us will remember that music from when we were kids. It's from the classic Disney film of the fairy tale Cinderella. What we might not remember from childhood is that while we sat mesmerized in the theater, our parents were sitting alongside us and having just as much fun. That's because, along with the bubbly music, colorful characters, and a happy ending, the story also has a healthy dose of adult passions and foibles. So it's not surprising that the tale has also attracted opera composers. Massenet wrote a shimmering, elegant Cinderella opera called Cendrillon that's well worth a listen, but it's Rossini's version, La Cenerentola, that may most remind us of Disney matinees. His opera is full of catchy tunes and almost cartoonish villains, such as Cinderella's buffoonish stepfather and her comically wicked stepsisters. But like all of Rossini's finest comedies, there are plenty of poignant moments sprinkled among the laughs. Those remind us that the happy ending to Cinderella's story wasn't just a gift from some benevolent fairy. On her journey from servants' quarters to a princess's throne, she faces some real dangers. In overcoming them, she displays a gentle and tolerant spirit, some profoundly adult insights, and the pluck and courage to defy everyone who stands in her way. On this edition of World of Opera, it's Rossini's touching 1817 comedy La Cenerentola from Houston Grand Opera. The production stars mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato in the title role with tenor Lawrence Brownlee as Prince Charming.